Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Adam Murphy, and this week we are answering Paul's question.
If one is recovering or has recovered from COVID, would playing bagpipes help to expand the lungs and be beneficial or detrimental?
Bagpipes are something of a love it or hate it instrument. I love them, frankly. Although I do prefer a set of Irish Ellen pipes more. But you don't use your lungs to play those, so we'll move on. Can bagpipes really help you if COVID's taken away your puff? Well, John Dickinson is head of the Exercise Respiratory Clinic at the University of Kent, and he says it probably won't hurt.
We know it's impossible to actually increase the size of your lungs playing wind instruments. Even elite athletes don't get larger lungs from participating in elite sport. However, playing wind instruments can be beneficial for controlling breathing pattern. Many people post-COVID are reporting symptoms of breathlessness on exertion. A lot of this may be due to the development of a dysfunctional breathing pattern during the time they had and were recovering from COVID. Playing wind instruments encourages an efficient breathing pattern. This may help an individual post-COVID adopt a better breathing pattern and reduce symptoms of breathlessness.
Well, it's potentially very helpful. So why aren't there sets of bagpipes filling every hospital in the world? Well, here's Michael Steiner, consultant respiratory physician at the University of Leicester, who agrees with John that it probably wouldn't hurt and might even help, but...
This is speculation, of course, because there haven't been any trials of bagpipe playing following COVID-19 infection, and indeed little evidence on the benefits of playing wind instruments in lung diseases more broadly. There are some trials suggesting that singing might be a useful therapy in reducing breathing problems and improving quality of life for lung disease sufferers.
And Michael also points out that with the bagpipes, there's one other potential risk to be considered.
I don't think playing a musical instrument like the bagpipes would be likely to be harmful, although there was a report a few years ago of a patient who became seriously ill with lung inflammation, which was linked to playing bagpipes regularly and was termed bagpipe lung. However, this was thought to be due to a fungus living in the pipes rather than the act of playing the instrument itself. On a broader note, listening to and playing music can have a positive health effect on mental and physical health and well-being for all of us, including during recovery from illness. If playing the bagpipes provides pleasure and enjoyment, I would go for it. But do make sure you keep your pipes clean.
And of course, as Colin2B points out on the forum, if you're picking them up for the first time, it might be kinder to your neighbours to do the recommended breathing exercises your doctor gives you instead. Thank you for the question, Paul, and thanks to John and Michael for the answer. Next week, we have a mountain to climb as we answer Wayne's question.
We've always learned that heat rises, but it's normally cooler in the mountains. Shouldn't their higher elevation make it warmer there?
So what do you think? You can join in on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum. And if you have a question of your own, email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or use our web form, thenakedscientists.com/question. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, goodbye.